What are you smiling about?
Xander wonders as I smooth the folds of my green silk dress down neat.
Everything, I tell him, and it's true.
I've waited so long for this, for my match banquet, where I'll see, the first time, the face of the boy who will be my match. It will be the first time I hear his name. I can't wait. As quickly as the AirTran moves, it still isn't fast enough. It hushes through the night. It sounds a background for the low rain of our parents' voices, the lightning quick beats of my heart. Perhaps Xander can hear my heart pounding too, because he asks,
"Are you nervous?"
In the seat next to him, Xander's older brother begins to tell my mother the story of his banquet match. It won't be long now until Xander and I have our own stories to tell.
No,
I say. But Xander's my best friend. He knows me too well.
You lie, he teases. You are nervous.
Aren't you?
Not me. I'm ready.
He says it without hesitation, and I believe him. Xander is the kind of person who is sure about what he wants.
It doesn't matter if you're nervous, Cassia,
he says, gentle now.
Almost 93% of those attending their match banquet exhibit some signs of nervousness.
Did you memorize all of the official matching material?
Almost, Xander grins.
He holds his hand out as if to say, "What did you expect?" The gesture makes me laugh, and besides, I memorized all of the material too. It's easy to do when you read it so many times, when the decision is so important.
So you're in the minority, I say, the 7% who don't show any nerves at all?
Of course, he agrees. How could you tell I was nervous?
Because you keep opening and closing that.
Xander points to the golden object in my hands. I didn't know you had an artifact. A few treasures from the past float around among us. Though citizens of the society are allowed one artifact each, they are hard to come by, unless you had ancestors who took care to pass things along through the years.
I didn't until a few hours ago, I tell him.
Grandfather gave it to me for my birthday. It belonged to his mother.
What's it called? Xander asks.
A compact, I say. You look beautiful, Xander tells me, and I flush a little even though I've known Xander all my life. I feel beautiful in this dress. Ice green, floating, full skirted. The unaccustomed smoothness of silk against my skin makes me feel lithe and graceful. I want to open the compact and check in the mirror to make sure I look my best. But I don't want to seem vain, so I sneak a glance at my face and its surface instead. It's easy to identify those of us being matched. Not only are we younger than all the others, but we also float along in beautiful dresses and tailored suits while our parents and older siblings walk around in plain clothes, a background against which we bloom. The city officials smile proudly at us, and my heart swells as we enter the rotunda.
Cassia Reyes, the society is pleased to present you with your match.
I smile as Xander's face appears on the post screen immediately following the recorded message. It's a good picture of him. As always, his smile looks bright and real, his blue eyes kind. He is handsome. I never dared think that he might be my match, of course. But now that it's happened, I am interested, intrigued, a little scared about how this might change our friendship, but mostly just happy. I read up to touch the words courtship guidelines on the screen just before I do. Xander's face darkens and then disappears. The port screen beeps, and the voice says again, "Cassia Reyes, the society is pleased to present you with your match." My heart stops, and I can't believe what I see. A face comes back into view on the port in front of me. It is not Xander.